Listen, I don't believe it. It's incredible.
All right, that was Portland, Oregon's Dead Moon, who have returned. They have reunited. They were stalwarts of the 90s and 2000s. had some trouble. I think their drummer went other ways. They were briefly the two main guitarists, couple Fred and Tootie Cole, were pierced arrows. But now they are back as Dead Moon, and they're playing in town this weekend, which is very exciting. Dead Moon is one of my favorites. I still remember going to see them at this festival in Olympia in 2001 called Yo-Yo A Go-Go, which was fantastic, but kind of on the twee side. It was just a little too cutesy at times, even for me, I have a high threshold for whimsy. And then I saw Dead Moon play, and they just, like, blew that up. It was so badass. It was great. And, yeah, Dead Moon. That was the song Dead Moon Night from Echoes of the Past, their Echoes from the Past, their greatest hits. And they are playing as a part of the Levitation Festival, which is a huge festival happening this weekend in collaboration with the Austin Psych Festival. And that's happening mostly at the Malcolm Bowl down at Stanley Park, but then at other venues around the city. And yeah, looks pretty good. Lots of out-of-town acts coming in and some local bands too. That's great. But today, the rest of today's episode of Dunkin's Donuts, broadcasting to you from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, the rest of this episode of Dunkin's Donuts is devoted to the other music festival that's happening this weekend, which is in its 21st year, Music Waste. It's near and dear to my heart. I love Music Waste. Pass for the whole thing. There's dozens of shows. It's only $15. You can't really go wrong. And it's one of my favorite weekends of the year. And so I've got a lot of music here. I think the rest of the show will just be Music Waste bands, but I don't know. There may be a couple things just at the very end. But for the most part, Music Waste starts tonight. And it's not just music as well. There's Art Waste as well. That's happening at the old Video Inn space and lots of other places around town. So much to look forward to. MusicWaste.ca has the full schedule. Check it out. And before we start playing music, I just want to play this little relic from the past.
Waste. Waste.
Music Waste, Vancouver's other music festival since 1994. June 1st to 4th at venues all over downtown. Check out musicwaste.ca for more info. One of my favorite PSAs ever, from a few years back, featuring Luke Meat, the former DJ here at CITR and former music director. Great. All right, so we're going to start things off. I've noticed a bunch of Victoria bands this year, and that's great, coming over from the island. And the one that I'm very excited to see, I've seen before, but they're called Fountain. They're playing tonight at the Hindenburg, along with Sean Mrazek Lives and Les Chaussettes and Soft Haze and Needs. And they have just put out a new cassette. It's called Fountain 2. I don't know how they thought of that name for their sophomore cassette, but here we go. And we're going to listen to the song Egg Island. Here we go. Here is Fountain playing tonight as part of Music Waste.
Thank you. The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary June 24th to 28th. 5 whirlwind days with over 300 bands, films, art, and comedy across 30 venues. Curators Godspeed You Black Emperor Top of Bill featuring Television, De La Soul, Yola Tango, and more. Visit sledisland.com for details.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
On Tuesday, June 30th, Mint Records presents Faith Healer and Monomyth with friends Nap Eyes and Supermoon at the Astoria. Plus, DJ Duncan McHugh and special guest Jared Kay will be spinning your favorite tracks between sets. Sure, the show's on a Tuesday, but don't worry because Wednesday's a holiday. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. and cover is $8.
Sorry, Supermoon, I botched that up. So that was Gender Dog with their song Asexual. They're going to be playing Sunday at the Wise Hall, the closing show for Music Waste. Before that, we heard Kim Gray from his new 7-inch. That was the song On Top from the 7-inch Backseat Bingo. And he'll be playing, let's see, Saturday at Guys and Dolls, 9:45, perfect time. You know, you've all had dinner, had a drink, ready to go see a show. Perfect. And then at the top there, we heard Fountain playing tonight. That was the song Egg Island. And, I meant to mention, Kim Gray is also in the band Skinny Kids, so look out for that. Yeah, so Music Waste happening this weekend. Like I said, $15 for a pass. Great deal. And Art Waste also happening. I don't know why I'm repeating myself. Anyways, Supermoon, they have a new cassette out. Top of the charts here at CITR. They did a release party last Saturday. It was very fun. It was a great show, and there was birthday cake and sweatiness, and it was wonderful. So their new cassette is called Comet Lovejoy, and we're gonna hear the song Tragedy, which is all about their drummer Selena having to watch endless number of documentaries. She works for Doxa. So here is the song Tragedy, and then some Cave Girl and Diane. Here we go.
Tragedy.
All right. That was Diane from their album, their self-titled album, the song Greed. Very good. Where are they playing? I can't find it on this schedule. I know I saw it last night. Should have written this all out. Damn it. Anyways, they're playing as part of Music Waste. Great track. Before that, we heard Cave Girl. Not Well, Thank You is the name of their EP, and that was the song Kingsway. Special thoroughfare in my heart. Very good. And then before that, we heard Supermoon with their song Tragedy from the brand new cassette Comet Lovejoy. Supermoon and Cave Girl are also both playing on June 30th. Unfortunately, not at the same venue. Weird Canada, one of the best music websites, if not the best music website in the country, has just announced a show on June 30th. That's going to be happening at 303 Columbia. And Moss Lime are coming from Montreal, which is very exciting. Moss Lime, Ace Martins featuring CITR's indomitable Sarah Cordingley on drums, and Cave Girl are going to be playing that show. And then over at the Astoria, Faith Healer from Edmonton, also one of the most exciting new bands of the year. They're going to be playing with Nap Eyes and Monomyth from Halifax and Supermoon, and I'll be helping out with the DJing for that too. So exciting night on June 30th. Make sure you know, go all out for Music Waste, then spend 2 weeks resting up, and then be set to rage again on June 30th. Yeah. And the song, yeah, Supermoon Tragedy. There we go. All right. Moving on, we're going to hear some Peace. And they haven't put out an album for a couple of years. I think 2013 was maybe the last one, maybe a bit earlier than that. But I'm going to reach all the way back to their debut cassette called Slow Children. Great band, Peace. And so exciting to have them play as a part of Music Waste yet again. So we're going to hear the song Saturday Night. And don't listen to Dan, the lead singer of Peace. Do go out on Saturday night. All right? All right.
Don't go out on Saturday night.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Soft Haze. From their brand new self, or not that brand new, January, their self-titled EP. That was the song Freaky Feeling, recorded by Felix Fung at Little Red Sounds, who is putting out lots of great music these days, or producing or helping record lots of great music these days. He also did the new Tough Age record, which is cool. And you know what's a freaky feeling is being in this student union building now. The new sub called the AMS Nest has opened finally. It was supposed to open in September, and then it was pushed, and now it finally opened on Monday, and it is bewildering. It is big and sleek and nice and also weird. It's really something. And the new station is, you can just walk right in right now because there's nothing in there. So you could steal the chairs, but please don't steal the chairs. But you can check it out if you're on campus, and it's so prominent. It's right off the atrium, right below the pizza place. It is, if you look, yeah, it's really going to be something to be in there. And if you look out the window, basically where I'm sitting now in the new sub, I'll be able to see 100 people sitting in the atrium. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also going to have to maybe dress up a bit more. No more pantsless radio shows. Fair enough, you know, really, at this stage. But there's going to be a big opening for the new station, a switchover, on the June 27th. Sadly, a day that I have committed to camping, so I probably won't be there, which is heartbreaking. But you should definitely come down. The night before, on the 26th, the Friday, there's going to be a wake for the old station. So if you've spent any time in the station, and I hope many of you have, you can come down here, have a beer, and raise a glass to the old days as we get ready to leave this horrible bunker that we've been in for the last 46 years, and then move to our swanky new station the next day. So there's going to be a switchover. So we'll start the broadcast in the afternoon here, and then I think at 2 o'clock. I don't know if there's going to be a switch or what kind of, or ribbon or a giant check. I don't know what kind of novelty gag there's going to be for it, but there's going to be a broadcast from the new studio, and that'll be very exciting. So, and then alumni, former CITR members and DJs will be broadcasting all that week, and it should be a lovely weekend. Not that I'll be a part of any of it. So check that out. This weekend, though, Music Waste. Yeah, let's get back on track. Before Soft Haze, we heard Jerk Jails. That's the song Chances Are High. And so Soft Haze is playing tonight, and Jerk Jails is playing at the Astoria on Friday night. And then at the top, we heard Peace, the 2009 cassette Slow Children. That was the song Saturday Night. Still got it. Dan Geddes, now the, I think he sometimes performs solo as Lieutenant Frank Drebin, the guy from Police Story, and then also is co-owner of the Fantastic Horses Records in Hastings Sunrise. Not only a record shop, a zine shop, lots of art shows there, and then they put on live performances as well, which is fantastic. And so on Saturday, they're going to have a show, or is it? No, Sunday. Monashi and Kiss Painting are going to be playing there. And yeah, great new place. Also tonight, Selectors Records is opening in down Gastown area, Pender, and I'm not sure exactly. But Selectors Records, a brand new record store opening up today. It's Josh, who used to work at Zulu. I think he's leading the charge with that, which is great. And then Pacific Rhythms has also taken over a space in the downtown east side, and they have a lot of the great kind of Mood Hut and that kind of electronic and experimental stuff. So I don't know, things are looking up, Vancouver. Things are looking up. Right. So moving along, I'm going to play some Morning Coup. This is a band that I saw at a Music Waste fundraiser a couple of weeks ago. At the Toast, and I was blown away. It was a solo performance that night, although I hear there's a band sometimes, and she was fantastic. So I'm going to play a cover that she did of Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra's Summer Wine, What a perfect song to greet you to the summer wine season. It is going to be very hot and sunny this weekend. There may be some chance for park beers and that kind of thing. So here is Morning Coup with Summer Wine to kick that off.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners.
Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands?
NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Coup It Up with your host, Jonathan Coup, for abrasive fight or flight music played at hot, loud volumes. uncooperative songs for things that are not all right. Punk, noise rock, post-punk, experimental, industrial, and noise. Thank you.
right. That was a band called Girlfriend, and that was the song Caroline from a split seven, or not a split seven inch, was, I think a seven inch, I don't know. It was on Bandcamp, let's be honest. Before that, we heard Gal Grayson with the song Turquoise Rings, and at the top, Morning Coo with her cover of Nancy Sinatra's Summer Wine. Good stuff. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Permanent Rain Radio. Probably playing some local music, good pop tunes. Stay tuned for that. And a whole afternoon of great programming here on CITR 101.9 FM. Continuing on, a couple more tracks maybe. Music Waste special, Late Spring. Let's give a listen to the song Drink Pee. Now that I read it aloud, it sounds ridiculous. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
All right. So that was TV Ugly from their album Rough Demos, the song We're Wolfing, featuring Ali Lynch, from also of Supermoon. Great stuff. Before that, we heard Late Spring from their self-titled album. That was the song Drink Pee. Very mature Late Spring. Music Waste happening this weekend. Make sure to check it out. If you like what you heard, you can hear the podcast at CITR.ca and see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Going to close out with the Blessed Pissers. This is the song Fool for Love. It's a short one. Stay tuned for Permanent Rain Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you on the flip side.